Let us begin by taking another look at some of the more important decision-making techniques outlined in this unit of Talk to the World. Your reaction to uncertainty should not be neutral, but positive. This involves the following four principles. 1. Being specific, yet flexible. 2. Being informed, yet skeptical. 3. Being realistic, yet idealistic. 4. Being pragmatic, yet intuitive. The first principle discussed was to be specific yet flexible about what you want. You are advised to be careful in setting goals. If you are too fixed and single-minded in your plans for the future, you lose the ability to take advantage of whatever opportunities fate throws at you along the way. Much as you might like to, you cannot plan the future. You can only plan for the future. Furthermore, it's not necessary to know exactly what you want as a final result before you take a decision. The very act of deciding can be extremely instructive. Perhaps if we lived two lives, on the second time around, we would know exactly what we wanted. However, nobody in this world is so experienced that they know exactly what they want. It's human nature never to be satisfied with what one has. For that reason, if you set fixed goals for yourself, you may feel disappointed if and when you finally reach them. Far better to set flexible goals and give yourself room to develop and adapt to your developing environment. The following is an exercise in setting goals. Ask yourself the following questions. What did you want to be when you were a child? Are you that now? Were you ever? Will you be? This exercise illustrates how our goals and expectations change as we develop. Answer the questions in this personal review. 1. Do you think it is possible to be both flexible and specific? Give a reason for your answer. 2. Do you think it is desirable? Give reasons for your answer. 3. Do you set fixed goals? 4. If your answer was yes, then what are those goals? If your answer was no, then why not? 5. To what extent have you reached your goals until now? The second principle was to be informed, but skeptical about what you know. It is dangerous to take information at face value, to accept information as truth. Truth is something you must find yourself, with the help of information, using your judgment and imagination. Don't feel that you have to know everything before you can make a wise decision. Knowledge and wisdom are two very different things. People who know a lot themselves are often closed to the ideas of others and are therefore closed to learning. Besides, it is better to know and understand one fact than to know 100 facts and understand none. An open-minded person asks himself, "What else? What else could I do? What else could I say? What else could I know?" As an exercise in assessing decision outcomes, imagine that you are faced with the decision whether or not to resign from your job. What are your options if you do resign? List 6. What are your options if you don't resign? List 6. Remember, every decision has 4 basic kinds of outcome. 1. Good outcomes for you. What would they be if you resigned? List 4. Example, you have a chance to get a better job. 2. Negative outcomes for you. What would they be if you resigned? List 4. Example, being without a job may damage your self-confidence. 3. Good outcomes for others. What would they be if you resigned? List 4. Example, your partner and family get to see you more. 4. Negative outcomes for others. What would they be if you resigned? List 4. Example, less income for the family. The third principle was to be realistic, yet idealistic, about what you can achieve. A strong vision of yourself and of your future goes hand in hand with strong decision-making abilities. Well-focused mental vision is what enables you to understand what you can achieve and how high to set your goals. Your beliefs are what modify and focus your vision of the future. The fourth principle. Be practical and intuitive about what you do. You must learn to balance the rational and intuitive motives in decision-making. Furthermore, you must learn to enjoy the stimulation and challenge offered by deciding. But even before this, you must get to know your own decision-making processes. Everyone's are somewhat different. You cannot change or modify your decision-making ability until you recognize what your own particular habits are. The following questions are aimed to guide you towards an understanding of your decision-making. 1. Describe several rules applying to decision-making either that you learned or developed for yourself. 2. What do you believe is the correct way to decide? 3. What is your most common way of deciding? 4. Describe the way you make specific decisions. We then took a look at some of the more conventional, practical theories of decision-making. A 5-point plan for decision-making, standard among managers, was outlined. The 5 points are 1. Defining your objectives. 2. Collecting information. 3. Developing options. 4. Evaluating and deciding. 5. Implementing and reviewing. In practice, executive managerial decision-making considers a number of other more pragmatic factors, and of course, most decisions are limited by such restraints as time, resources, information, and knowledge. Most decisions are taken in 2 phases. Phase 1 is to establish the essence of the matter on which you have to decide, to recognize the nature of the issues at stake. Phase 2 is to make the decision. Unfortunately, due to restraints, Phase 1 often receives little attention. In establishing the essence of the matter, imagination and judgment are of greatest importance. These are combined together in imaginative thinking. Once the nature of the problem has been established, your decision should be based on a mixture of intuition and rational assessment of options. Intuition must be seen as something real, an aid to rational thinking, not a replacement when there is no time to think rationally.